Saturday, I spoke on how books are the basis of our Krishna conscious movement. This morning I'll speak about some of the specific books that, particularly that Srila Prabhupada presented us with, that Srila Prabhupada actually worked very hard to give us the first volumes of Bhagavatam, composed while living in Vrindavan. He had to personally oversee the printing, he had to collect for the printing. There was no one to encourage him to do that, but he did so, even though his condition was, from the economic point of view, poverty-stricken, but he labored very hard to produce those books on the order of his guru, which he received through a librarian. He was promoting his Back to Godhead magazine, and one librarian said to him, some ordinary person, why don't you make books? That will have more effect. And Prabhupada took it that his guru was speaking through the librarian, concentrating on writing books. And yeah, then he was able to get some donations to print them in English. Probably the first time that Srimad Bhagavatam, he did that book first. Actually, he translated the whole of Bhagavad Gita in commentary before that, but his manuscript was stolen. So, without getting discouraged, he went on. And he also did Easy Journey to Other Planets. He published that as a book before he came to the West. And after coming to the West, even though he was busy in preaching, he never stopped translating his books, which takes a lot of time and effort. And became very busy after Krishna Conscious Movement started to expand, which was about 1968. The expansion really started in a big way. But Srila Prabhupada would go on translating his books at night. Didn't get the time or peace to do so in the daytime. From about 1968 onwards, Srila Prabhupada often said that he just wanted to retire from traveling and preaching and just translate. He went on doing both things, right up to the last point of his sojourn in this world. And even when he was so physically incapacitated, he moved from his bed, he was exhibiting that pastor. Still he translated his books. He put so much emphasis on these, so we should read them and distribute them. Srila Prabhupada also has many times said that book distribution is the best way to preach Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada emphasized four of his books as being most important. Books are the basis. What are the basic books? Bhagavad Gita, as it is. Srimad Bhagavatam. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and the Nectar of Devotion. So all these books are essential for devotees to read. Of course, it doesn't minimize that the other books, which are all based on those. Many of the small books of Srila Prabhupada are derived from a series of Bhagavad Gita lectures. Srila Prabhupada, the perfection of yoga, Raja Vidya, the same topics. Bhagavad Gita, this book of Srila Prabhupada has been, Bhagavad Gita as it is, has been the most widely distributed of Srila Prabhupada's books, especially in India. And it's still the most popular in India, even though so many people have it, still it's the most popular of Srila Prabhupada's books. Vijay Prabhu, who's ISKCON's world minister for book distribution, says that his experience in traveling all over the world, he said, well, he often asks people how they came to Krishna consciousness. In most cases, in the Western world especially, and even here in India, people's first contact is by reading a book. And especially he noted that Bhagavad Gita, by reading Bhagavad Gita, people take to Krishna consciousness. So we might think it's difficult, but it is a difficult contact. It has its effect. And my estimation is that one generation ago, when I first came to India, impersonalism, Advaitavada, was so pronounced, so difficult to preach. That was my experience. And then people would be nice, some people, the young people. That was my experience. Philosophically, people were much influenced by Advaitavada. But those times have changed. They often preach Advaitavada is nonsense. Kevala Advaitavada is nonsense. Krishna consciousness, surrender to Krishna, is supreme person. Whereas a generation that is very difficult to do so. So I ascribe this change to preaching of ISKCON, especially the distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books, and especially the distribution of Bhagavad Gita as it is. Several times devotees ask me to write a book against Mayavada, but I tell them we have Bhagavad Gita as it is, giving the evidence from Krishna's words is establishing that the real Advaitavada, that everything is Krishna is the only one. Ekam Advitiyam, he is that one. There's no second to him. So, other books, Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada is very keen on having this Bhagavatam, full sets distributed, especially in colleges and to everyone. Prabhupada said that you can have a full set in every gentleman's home in America, a full set of my books. Which also includes Chaitanya Charitamrita. We used to distribute these books. I don't know if they still. Actually, the first canto. We used to distribute them, not in the schools. Just volumes of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Teachers have heard of Krishna and said in his book, the highest subject. Once I stopped a man, it was on Charing Cross Road, well known street in Central London. Dressed like a businessman, I believe, a fellow of Chaitanya Charitamrita, I started reading from the dust cover. I started reading that to him and said that Sri Chaitanya is known as a great religious reformer, and he goes on like that. At the end of the sentence, it says that he's the supreme person. But even before I finished, he said, well, isn't he supposed to be the supreme god? This man, I don't know how he ever heard of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's in the mid-1970s. People at that time had hardly heard of Krishna. If they had, it was due to parents. But somehow or other, he happily took the book and gave a large donation. Who knows, by distributing Prabhupada's books. We might think that some of the books are too difficult for people to understand, but my experience is that I've met people who have become devotees by reading teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Very difficult. Once one of our devotees in Baroda, was going door to door, he told me that he met someone, he was giving books, and he said, and the person was refusing. He said, I don't want to read these books. And eventually he said, see, I only I only accept books that I know that Krishna is the Supreme. I said, well, these books are about that. And he showed, oh, he said, oh. He had the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, so I needed that. He read that and accepted Krishna as Supreme. He didn't want anything else. I know people have become the ones by the teachings of Kunti, all kinds of things. The Nectar of Devotion. That's a very good book to distribute. Probably distributed, used to be the West. So all the books are auspicious. Distribute them all. Bhagavad Gita, Vijaya Prabhu also said that he often, when he's showing people the Bhagavad Gita, he shows them this verse, Sukham Yadantikam Yadantikam. This is the highest happiness. What one thinks, this is the highest happiness. And upon obtaining this, he feels there's nothing more to obtain. So you can show them to people. People get inspired. Oh, yeah, they've become happy. Yes. So, Srila Prabhupada said for selling the Bhagavatam also, to show this verse, it's Krishna Swarupa Bhagavatam. So you can show people what's the contents of the books. You can become enthusiastic to purchase them. Even this beginner's guide to Krishna consciousness, many people think about this in India, especially by reading it. It's practical advice, and they immediately take it up. I've known people who become, at least I've been told, people the first book they read was Message to the Beginner's Guide, now Brahmacharya and Krishna consciousness. All of these books are auspicious. Perfect questions, perfect answers. It's a very readable book. Questions. You can see there's a real, by reading it, you can understand there's a real budding guru-disciple relationship between Prabhupada and Paul Kohler. Very good. They're all good. At this elevation to Krishna consciousness, Keshavananda Prabhu pointed out, the whole philosophy is there in one small book, A to Z, as he said. So I looked at it, and actually, it's a fact. It's amazing in that one small book, on the whole, all the basic, for many, so many important points of Christian consciousness in that book. You don't distribute that. It's a good book to distribute. Coming back, I turned out the small books. And coming back, again, it's not directly, it serves the same purpose. It's a very good introduction to what in English is rather mistaken. Yeah, reincarnation. As we find that many Hindus today, they doubt what is the proof. So actually, that book should be updated to that part of the research order. Maybe I should suggest that there's one article by Jaya Vedaswami published in that book, which drew on the research of this Dr. Ian Stevenson. So that would be good to include. Because people ask for scientific proof. As scientific as you can get, Dr. Ian Stevenson, he made that proof. Now he's reincarnating himself. But that's life comes from life. It's very, very powerful. People become devotees by reading that. And the science of self-realization, of course, we always promote that. So it's a very good introduction, because it's topical issues relating Krishna conscious philosophy to concerns of modern control, and that was taken, that was a compilation of Bhakti Godhead articles. There have been two more books made from compilations of Back to Godhead articles. Mostly from Srila Prabhupada's conversations, essays, lectures. Two more books, The Quest for Enlightenment and The Journey of Self-Discovery. And then there are other books put together also from Srila Prabhupada. Anthologies put together, Dharma, the Will of Transcendence, The Laws of Nature, Infallible Justice. That's all. It's a really heavy book. But it's a fact. People buy them. It's such a heavy cover. At least the Indian edition, the English edition. The man with the cow's head, about to chop their head off, the cow with the man's head. It's a graphic description. Yeah, graphic description of the laws of nature that affect sinful people. People take it, it's good. So many books, you know, about this. Ishopanishad, which is now that, if you want a small book to combat Mayavad, that's it. Srila Prabhupada speaks on so many topics, bogus gurus and incarnations. Well, that comes in the text itself. Communism, so many different books. The Nectar of Instruction. I remember when that was first printed, that Srila Prabhupada, they were thinking this would just be for devotees. Prabhupada said, they were thinking just to print a few copies for devotees. Srila Prabhupada said, they'll print 100,000 for that. And that actually, a survey was done some years ago in England about members of the public to whom Srila Prabhupada's books have been distributed. Many varieties of books have been distributed. And among readers, people have read it, they appreciated that book the best. Because it gave a very clear idea of what your religion is. Krishna book, Srila Prabhupada said, anyone who reads this will definitely become a devotee of Krishna. So, yeah, this Krishna book should be widely distributed. So that people can understand who is Krishna. People have a very vague idea of who God is. By reading Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they will get to understand who actually he is. So that's very important to distribute all over the world. Krishna, the Supreme Person. Back to Godhead. Back to Godhead. At least in the Gujarati edition, it's like the, it's following in the spirit of Back to Godhead pre-1977. Very strong preaching articles. Really very strong. There was a period in yes, late 1975, early 1976, when Back to Godhead became very wishy-washy. Not very strong at all. Very weak. And then some devotees complained about that, and then Prabhupada changed the editorial style for them. They started putting in very strong articles like the moon hoax, man on the moon, a case of mass brainwashing. And then, and my favorite, the demons among us, which began, say, demon, doesn't necessarily mean it. Someone with 10 heads, 12 arms. It could be the person next door. It could be your banker. It could be your school teacher. It could be you. So, Back to God, another bombshell book is the Transcendental Teachings of Prahlada. Printed very nicely now in English. All the books are in English. Coming out now. good covers, good design, very attractive. So that's very nice. And for that, dancing with his young boyfriends at school, but the books, it's just taken from the Bhagavatam. Prahlad is very strongly speaking about the state of material life. So that's another book about the same thing. I mean, frankly, that's booklet. Another booklet, a small book, which is much directly sweeter, you could say. It's Krishna, the Reservoir of Pleasure. So this is pronounced. It's Rasaraj Shri Krishna. They call it Rasaraj Shri Krishna in Telugu. So they translate it directly. Anandani, that means the reservoir, the ocean of pleasure. Hare Krishna Challenge, another powerful book. There's so many. Beyond Birth and Death, On the Way to Krishna, Topmost Yoga System, so many books. Made from Prabhupada's teachings, and actually teachings from Prabhupada. It's also teachings of God, Vila Srila Prabhupada, specifically all the religious lectures on the Kapila Devi teachings should be made into books. These are all important books. So go to college, to the colleges, give them sets of books. And you can go to the tell them to take a full set of books. These becoming devotees should all take a full set. When you're distributing in the trains and shops, you can make one set of small books. Many people say, I already have got a set of small books. Hare Krishna. So this morning, I glorified Srila Prabhupada by glorifying his books. So they're non-different. Hare Krishna.